What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Plenty of Noise, the alternative rock, pop punk, emo show, radio show, slash podcast on Radio Firework and also as a podcast. I'm glad you tuned in once again. I'm very happy you want to check out this show. This episode is a little bit different. I wanted to do something a little bit different this time around because it is the last show of this horrible year. And I wanted to share the best music that I thought was the best music that came out in the year 2020 with you. Because with all the pandemic and all that kind of stuff that was going on, it was a pretty rough year for everybody, including myself. I mean, it's been a rough year for everybody, but especially for musicians and people in the music business, like myself. Just to give you an example, my band Cadet Carter released a new album in May of 2020, amidst all the pandemic stuff that was going on. And it was a pretty confusing time, actually. And yeah, we couldn't really go on tour. We couldn't really go anywhere or do anything. So we kind of stopped playing live, apart from 5 or 6 gigs, I think, that we did. And basically, we became sort of a studio band for a change, which wasn't all that bad, really. And so, yeah, most musicians kind of more or less did the same thing. And I thought, just to end this year on a high note, we might check out a couple of bands that you might have heard of, some other bands or artists that you've never heard a thing about before. And I'm just recommending good music to you on this episode of Plenty of Noise. And I'm going to start things off with a song that is actually probably my song of the year. It's by an American band, or shall I say, it's sort of a band. It's a solo project, but it's also a band. They call themselves Jetty Bones. I believe they are from Ohio. And the singer in Jetty Bones is a woman called Kelsey. And she is basically the mastermind behind all the music and the lyrics, which are great. You should definitely especially listen to the lyrics on this song. And yeah, I kind of got to know them through a band called Tiny Moving Parts. They were on tour together and I kind of fell in love with the very unique voice of Kelsey and that kind of 90s feel that Jetty Bones have around them. And so here it is for you on Plenty of Noise, my song of the year 2020. Well, one of my top 5 songs of this year. This is Taking Up Space by Jetty Bones.
Freight train, slow but picking up speed. A steady roll by the pedestrians, and they're all looking at me. And I can feel the metal grinding with inconsistency. I never know if I am in the way or if they're all marveling, or if I'm just taking. I'm feeling like a burden or a brick wall of little bees. It's hard.
That was Jetty Bones with their song Taking Up Space on Plenty of Noise, one of my songs of this year. A very poppy song, I should say, which isn't a bad thing at all. And yeah, I can totally recommend checking that band out. And also this next band. So there's never any bad music on Plenty of Noise, but this time around, we really have all killers and no fillers. This next song is by a band called Knuckle Puck from Chicago. If you're into pop punk music and alternative, like emo kind of stuff, you've most definitely heard about that band. They've been around for a couple of years now, and they've been touring the world, and they have released a new album called 2020 in 2020, funnily enough. Can you imagine? And yeah, it's a great record. I first heard about the band when their second record came out in, I think, 2017. There was an album called Shapeshifter, and that's just full of early 2000 pop punk infused melodic anthems, and it's really I love the way they I love the way they sound. I think they've got a very unique guitar sound, and they have two vocalists, which makes it even more special. And like I said, they've released their third album called 2020, I think, in September. And one song in particular on this record really blew me away. It's a song called RSVP. And yeah, I'm going to give it to you straight. This is Knuckle Puck with RSVP on Plenty of Noise.
Better than nothing at all. Forget whatever you've seen up until
Knuckle Puck with RSVP on Plenty of Noise. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for celebrating this year with me, even with the year not really being a year to celebrate. But some good music has been released over the last 12 months. It's probably, I don't know. I mean, have you thought about... there is this saying that bad times produce great art, and I somewhat think that that's true. So we can really look forward to what artists are about to do next year, because they had months and months on end time to record stuff, write stuff, generate new creative things. And but that doesn't take anything away from the music that's been released this year, like this next song by a UK-based band called The Bottom Line. If you've been following my band, you might have heard that name before, because we were booked to go on tour with The Bottom Line in late May of this year. Then all the shows got moved to December, and they're not taking place right now, obviously. And now all the shows are scheduled for June of 2021, and I'm like really looking forward to that, and I really hope that we have the pandemic and we're gonna have the pandemic under control by then, and the tour will be taking place. And I've been on tour with a couple of bands that I was a real like big fan of, and this time around it was the other way around, because I first heard about the band when we were asked to go on tour with them, and then I fell in love with their music. It's very classic pop punk. This is The Bottom Line with a song called Youth on Plenty of Noise.
Another fucked up day, another fucked up night in this fucked up town, but you feel alright. Took this fucked up car as far away from this fucked up world, but you feel okay. You work so hard for a holiday to just avoid the fucking rain. Where you wanna stay for one more day, but you've already blown it. And I wish I had the time to say I'm sorry. Yeah.
was a song called Youth by The Bottom Line. Shout out to the guys in The Bottom Line. I'll see you guys in June, I hope, when we're on tour together. Please check out the dates on cadetcarter.com or thebottomline.co.uk. I'll see you there. We are still in the middle of this Plenty of Noise episode, where we are celebrating 2020's music. It's been a rough year. It's actually been a shit year, to be honest. Let's not mince any words here. It's been a shit year, and still we are celebrating some of the great music that came out over the last 12 months, like this next song, which might actually have been released in late 2019. I'm not sure. But just to give you a bit of background here, one of my favorite bands of all time is an American group called Taking Back Sunday. I've grown up listening to them, and one of my all-time heroes is their former, Taking Back Sunday's former guitarist called Fred Mascherino. He was the mastermind behind the legendary album Louder Now, and he left Taking Back Sunday, I think, in 2009 or 2010, I'm not sure. And he became sort of a solo artist, calling himself The Color Fred. He released a great and critically acclaimed album in 2010, I think. And he also went out on tour with Angels and Airwaves, which was kind of a funny tour because there was this guy who used to be in Taking Back Sunday playing shows with the guy who used to be in Blink 182. And he has been releasing music as The Color Fred ever since. And this is one of his most recent songs. It's a great tune. It's very much a song for guitarists. It's called Don't Give Up On Me on Plenty of Noise.
Yeah.
The Color Fred on Plenty of Noise with the song called Don't Give Up on Me. Thank you all for listening. This is the last episode of the year 2020. So I have decided to celebrate with you some of the great songs that have been released in this horrible year. So it's been a shit year for the world, but it's been kind of a great year for like alternative rock music fans, because a lot of great artists, old and new, have released some great songs and some great albums. And we have just heard a song by The Color Fred, Fred Mascherino's band. Fred Mascherino, who used to be in Taking Back Sunday, so he is kind of a legend in our scene. And this next band is also something that is sort of a band, but also sort of a solo project. But they are very much new to the game. They are very sort of unknown newcomers until now. But I have discovered them through Spotify, which I'm very hesitant to admit, because as a musician, Spotify is very important to you and for your career it's very important, but you don't really, I mean, most bands and most artists don't really like the way Spotify works and don't really like the way streaming works in general, because it has become harder and harder to make money out of playing music. And I have never come across someone who was into this, like who was in a band or playing music to make money, first things first. So never have I come across a person that said, yeah, I'm a musician because I want to make money with it. We are all in this because we have a passion for it and we like writing songs and we like going on tour and playing music in front of people and releasing records and releasing singles and like shooting videos and all that kind of stuff. But we got into it because we liked doing that. And it takes a lot of time to make music, to produce music and like release it in a more or less proper way. So that is where the financial side comes in. And yeah, it's become, like I said, it's become harder and harder to actually to release music. It's become easier to release music, but it's become way harder to make some sort of living through being in a band. And that's why I'm having a hard time admitting that I am also listening to music on Spotify. And the only great thing that comes out of this is from time to time you come across a band that you normally wouldn't have discovered, and you kind of fall in love with their music. And that was certainly the case for me with this next band. It's a solo project slash band, so there's one guy doing basically everything, but when he goes out on tour, he has a band with him. He calls this band Thief Club. They're from the States. They are very new to the game. I think they've been around for a couple of years, but they have only started releasing music about a year ago or something. So here is one of their most recent songs. It's a song called Chicago by Thief Club. And you've heard it here first. This band is going to be massive. Here it comes.
Reasons, no one should. I don't know why.
Thief Club with a song called Chicago here on Plenty of Noise. Thank you all once again for tuning in. We are celebrating 2020's best songs, and this was definitely one of them. You've heard it here first. This band is going to be massive in 2021. Thief Club. Shout out to those guys. Thank you for the music. We still have about half an hour to go, and I don't want to take up too much of your time talking about stuff. But this episode, I wanted to play as much music as I can, but there are some stories that I wanted to tell you about certain songs and why they find themselves in this list. And if you've been following the podcast and radio show that I'm doing over the last couple of months, you might have heard my episode that I did with my friend Kaylee Goldsworthy. She's a singer-songwriter in her own right, and she also used to play guitars and keyboards, I think, for Dave Oz. And in summer of 2019, my band Cadet Carter, we were on tour with Dave Oz and the Mermaid across Germany and Austria for like 2.5 weeks. It was a great tour. We played in front of at least 800 people every night. It's probably one of the biggest tours that any one of us has ever been a part of. And after like the second or third gig, we were hanging out backstage after the show, and I was talking to Kaylee, and she said something to me. She said, "You guys," meaning talking about my band, "you guys remind me so much of a band called Acceptance." And so what I did was I said, "Hey, thanks so much. That's really cool." But to be quite honest, I didn't really, I might have heard the name Acceptance before, but I've never, you know, I didn't really know what she was talking about. So I went back to our dressing room and talked to the guys and said, "Hey, we probably should check out this band, Acceptance." And so we did a bit of Googling, and we found out that they were a band in like the mid-2000s, and they had actually released just one record back then, which has become kind of a legendary album in the pop punk and emo scene, an album called Phantoms. So I started listening to that album like for weeks on end. I couldn't listen to anything else. I was blown away, and I want to thank Kaylee for turning me on to Acceptance. And a couple of weeks ago, because Acceptance had split up in like 2010 or something, so they were no longer around. And a couple of weeks ago, I thought, I wonder what the guys in Acceptance are doing now. So I started Googling again. And funnily enough, they have reformed in like 2019. And they had already released a string of singles, and a new album was in the making, and it's been released since. So here they are, one of my favorite bands of all time that I never knew existed until 2019. A band called Acceptance with a song from their new album. It's a song called Son of the City on Plenty of Noise.
I got scared. Wait a minute. It was a quarter of 45. Hands are so tight, I can't feel them up on the wheel. And in this moment, it's too surreal. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute. You're the center. Crazy, hold on.
Son of the City by a band called Acceptance on Plenty of Noise. What a great band. I'm really happy they are back in the game. I can't wait for everything that they are up to. And I really hope that when the whole pandemic thing is over, Acceptance will finally make their way over to Europe and do a little bit of touring around here. I would certainly go and see that show. And please also check out their seminal album, Phantoms, which was released 15 years ago, can you believe it, in 2005. Hey, speaking of bands and artists that reinvent themselves, this next artist used to be the frontman of a band called Have Mercy, which I admired, and they split up in like 2019, and nobody really knew why. They were on tour with, I think, The Dangerous Summer and a couple of other bands, and things seemed to be going really good for them. Have Mercy had released an album in, I think, 2018, probably early 2019, and they were like doing all right, doing all the touring and spreading the word. And then all of a sudden, they announced sort of a farewell tour that got cut short by the COVID thing, just like so many other tours. And a couple of months later, Brian Swindle, that's the name of Have Mercy's singer, he kind of re-emerged as a solo artist, releasing music on Molly Water Music, the label that's been run by my friends in The Dangerous Summer. And Brian has so far released two songs and on Molly Water Music. And especially the second one really blew me away. It's a song called Bring On The Rain by Brian Swindle. And I don't want to keep this song from you. You're going to love this. Sit back, relax. This is sort of a slow or mid-tempo song, but it's got so much atmosphere and energy. You're going to love this. Here it comes, Brian Swindle on Plenty of Noise. Brian Swindle on Plenty of Noise. It's a very dreamy song, this, but I love it. It's a different thing, you know. He has changed his sounds compared to his old band Have Mercy, and I can totally recommend you guys checking out what Brian Swindle is up to over the next, will be up to, hopefully, over the next couple of months. And this is still Plenty of Noise, celebrating all the great music that has been released in this shitty year of 2020. Now, I wouldn't be a musician myself if I didn't think that the stuff that my band does is the bee's knees, to be honest. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have made my band's year 2020 actually a pretty good one. So we released an album called Perceptions in May, and you guys liked it and loved it, and we did some great shows on the back of it, socially distanced shows, obviously. But yeah, our touring got cancelled like everybody else's, and so we found ourselves back in the studio and did like a new single. We recorded new music, and one of the songs that came out the best is a song called The Best Part, and it's about optimism in very challenging times. And we released the song in mid-November, and it exceeded all of our expectations, to be honest. So it's probably our most successful song to date, and I can't thank you enough. And if you haven't heard the song, I'm gonna play The Best Part for you right now. This is a little band from Munich called Cadet Carter with The Best Part on Plenty of Noise. Cadet Carter with a song called The Best Part on Plenty of Noise. Thank you all for listening. Once again, thank you for liking this song so much, for liking it, for loving it the way you do. It means the world to me. It means the world to my band and the friends in my band. I can't thank you enough. Now, we have like 10 more minutes to go on this episode. So I'm going to play two more songs, and one is by a band that I've been ignoring for the last couple of years, actually. I don't really know why. I didn't really not like the music that they did. They were just kind of under my radar for some bizarre reason. I don't really know what the problem was between myself and a band called Seaway. They've been around for a couple of years. They have a dedicated, very dedicated fan base, and they have released a new album this year. And that kind of got me hooked. It's an album called Big Vibe, and that kind of got me hooked on their music, and I've become a massive fan of theirs, and I want to play you the title track of that album. It's a song called Big Vibe by Seaway. Enjoy.
It's a big vibe rushing over from your side of the room. It's a big vibe, big vibe. She's got an old rush shirt hanging off of her back. Wears it to art school, so she stands out from the back. She likes the hot shit. She knows she's hot shit. She drives a much better Chevy that she got from her dad. Does a lipstick in the rearview and pretends that she's bad. Red as a cherry. I think she's lovely. I bite my tongue, I hold my breath. I'm only in hot water, yeah. If you only knew that it's a big vibe rushing over from your side.
What a great band. What a great album. Please check them out as soon as you can. Hey, we're almost at the end of this episode of Plenty of Noise. I want to thank you all once again. I've been doing a lot of thanking over the last hour or so. But really, this, like doing this radio show and podcast really is a lot of fun. And thank you all for like listening and all your positive feedback on what I'm doing and what my band's doing. It really keeps the lights on around here. And I want to thank you all for letting me do this and listening and checking out the music that I love and the music that I make. I'm going to leave you with a song by a solo artist called AJ Perdomo. He calls himself Broken Glow Sticks. If you listen carefully, you might see, you might hear that he's also the singer in a band called The Dangerous Summer. He has a new solo project. It's called Broken Glow Sticks. And the song I'm about to play for you is his first solo single. It's called Dancing on My Own. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay healthy, stay safe. I'll see you on the other side on the next episode of Plenty of Noise. And yeah, just stay safe, everybody. This is Nick. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Bye-de-bye. And I